Last week we spoke about what might be the very first step of Elul, and Be'ezer Hashem tonight, what might be the next important step for Elul. Last week we spoke about that Tshuva Me'ava, described in L'David Hashem Ori, is Achash Sho'alti, I have one Bakasha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shifti Beveis Hashem. The first step is to get ourselves into the Beis Medrash, and we described how that is Tshuva Me'ava. Now, Be'ezer Hashem, we're up to step number two. Rav Meisha Tursky, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, pointed out that Yehoshua is described as Isha Sheruach Boy. He is an individual who is made up of Ruach. That doesn't mean literally he's only made up of spirit. He was made up of a body. But at the same time, and Rav Meisha Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha lived it, his life story, and being killed al Kiddush Hashem embodies it, and there's so much to say about it that we've said in the past, and so much more to say. Yehoshua is also made up of a guf. However, we're a confluence of both body and soul, but we choose, our priorities are that we choose our soul over the desires of the body. The ultimate of Elul culminates with Yom HaKippurim. The Rambam has a very interesting formulation. This is what we're working towards. This is step number two. The Rambam writes, Mitzvah Saseh Acheres Yesh B'Yom HaKippurim. The mitzvah of fasting of Yom HaKippurim is described as a different mitzvah. V'hi lishbos me'achila v'shtia. And it's to rest. Now the Rambam in other places, when he describes the mitzvah of fasting, he doesn't use the expression lishbos. Of course, it's based on the fact that Yom HaKippurim is Shabbat Shabbosan. It's the ultimate day of rest. But the Rambam emphasizes that we're supposed to entirely decease and desist from the corporeal world, because that's the goal of the Yom Noraim. That's the goal of Elul. The goal of Elul is that at the end of the day, what's really important to us, our real priority is the Ruach. There's an amazing Ran in Maseches Pesachim that also talks about the word Lishbos in a different context. The Torah tells us, Tashpisu, So'ar Mibateichem. The Mefarshim are bothered that Tashpisu is a very strange language to use if we're talking about destroying Chametz. Why Tashpisu? And the Ran says, because the mitzvah is to make the chametz ownerless in your heart. He says, it's hashpasa belev. It's the commitment in one's heart that the chametz has nothing to do with it. Do with you. And there are many details in Maseches Pesachim that the Ran explains that based on the idea that the word hashpisu is used, the same word of shvisa, is that a person makes a commitment in their heart that the chametz doesn't belong to them. The Ran says you can't make the chametz ownerless by simply deciding something in your heart. Hefker doesn't work. It requires an amira bepeh. But the bechina of shvisa, not the words that a person uses, but where his heart is, there the expression of lishbos is appropriate. And that's hashpasa belev. I was thinking of this idea, and today Meiri V'Rabbi Rav Nevensal Shlita extended it in a totally different context. He was talking about tshuva. He asked a very sharp question. Kedarko, he asked a great question. Just let's understand the mitzvah in the Torah. One of the mitzvahs in the Torah is lo sitar. You know what lo sitar means? Everybody knows what nekam is. Nekam is revenge, where a person says, you didn't lend me a pencil, I won't lend you a pencil. That's nekama. Netira is that you didn't lend me a pencil, and you ask me for a pencil, and I say, I'm not like you, and I will lend you the pencil. Now, Rav Nevensal had proofs that you don't have to say it. You don't have to say it. It's even if you think it, if you feel it. So how could a person, Rav Nevensal asked, be in charge of his emotions? He's feeling frustrated. The other guy didn't share it with him. So could the Torah mandate the emotion? And the answer is, Rav Nevenzel pointed out, is that it gets at the core of where a person's heart is. He answered that Yosef HaTzadik told the brothers, no, you didn't do this to me. Ki Hashem Shelachani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is behind it all. The reason you didn't lend me a pencil is not because there's a breakdown between you and me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want me to have the pencil. In other words, the fulfillment of the antithesis of Netira is a person transforms the negative relationship. He transforms the negative relationship. He looks at the relationship differently. That's the Isser of Netira. Netira is where a person allows an event that God destined him to go through to break down his relationship with the other individual. Then Rav Nevenzel Shlita went on to say the same applies to Tshuva Me'ava and Tshuva Me'ira, and that those details I'm not going to get involved with right now. Tshuva starts with step number two. First step is Acha She'alti. Step number two is the realization that our goal is Hashpasa B'Lev, that the Lev, which is really at the source of where we are, what we really want, what our aspirations are, we make a full commitment. And the chametz, all it requires is that commitment. Because the Yetzirah, which the chametz represents, is not part of us. It's outside of us. We don't own it, and he doesn't own us. All we need to do is make a commitment that we don't have a shaychus to him, that we have no relationship. Lev tahar bra li Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with a pure heart. So step number two is after we pull ourselves into this bechina of tshuva me'ava where we desire the Beis Medrash, step number two is where we say to the Yetzirah, Hashpasa b'lev, I have a desire for something that's bigger and that's greater than just simply a life of indulgence. I have an aspiration of something that's greater, that's not just about orthopractice. We've spoken about this before. It's a great lifestyle choice, orthodoxy. Notice I didn't try to put a word before it. Ultra, modern, centrist. It's a great lifestyle choice. At the end of the day, the odds are that your kids are less likely to be in drugs. The odds are that your daughter is not going to, God forbid, need an abortion. It's great. It's a beautiful communal life. That's not shvisa. That's not the goal. That's not the goal of Isha Sheruach Bo. That's matan schorim betzina. That's what comes along on the side. That's not a dveikus with kudsha brichu. They say in the name of the Gra that one of the parshios that herald us into Elul is Re'eh Anoichi Noisein Lefneichem Hayoim Bracho Klala. And there's some beautiful words over here, and this gets us to the next step of our avoda tonight. How do we reach this point of shvisa? Says the Gra, we need to internalize a few things. Number one, Hayom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses this expression time and time again in Chazal, saying it's today, Tiyu Beinecha Kechadoshim. Every day is a new day. And that is, every day is a new day, and every day that we wake up, we become new people. And that means that Hayom HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to you and I, if Baruch Hashem we were zochet to get up this morning, and we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every morning we're zochet to get up, and we should never take that for granted, then that means that there's something new that we could do. And what we could do is retransform ourselves. Anochi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, continues the Gra, Anochi, I'm with you. If you make that commitment, Hayom, I'm going to be with you. And then finally, even though the Pasuk is talking to all of Klal Yisrael, no saying, Lefneichem Hayom, I'm putting in front of all of you, Re'eh, you see as you, from your perspective, as an individual. From your particular individualistic perspective. Let me explain what that means. There's a great tzaddik. I have to tell you, I was blown away by him. In Yerushalayim, he's well known. In Meir Sharm, he's well known. His farm have become very popular. This is the hard edition. Many people read the pamphlets. Ramelech Biderman. So I'd seen pictures from him in the newspapers, dancing on tables. I knew he was quite popular, and he came to Beit Shemesh, and I was blown away by him as well. But I'll tell you why I was blown away. He's known as a tremendous magid. His drushos are fascinating. His style is fascinating. Anyhow, he came to Beit Shemesh. There were 1,000 people waiting for him, and I was with my son in a side room, also waiting for him and learning b'chavrusa. My son and I were learning Gittin last year. We were learning together, and we're learning, and we both didn't notice that he walked into the room. So he walked into the room where we were, which was on the side, and we were in a base medrash. So he didn't want to do a kapandria. He didn't want to just walk through the base medrash, so he stopped. And our luck was, he came over to my son's Gemara, and he bent over and he looked on the Gemara. He looked at the Gemara, Gittin Dav Zayin, boom! He started darshaning. For about 10 minutes, he was standing there, 1,000 people waiting for him. He didn't want to do a kapandria on the spot. It was on the spot. He had notes when he was speaking to 1,000 people, but he could do it on the spot. On the spot, he said, Echsam Sofer, Drosha, this or that. Anyhow, Ramelech Biderman writes, when he starts talking about this gra, Re'ei, every single one of you is an individual. Va'al kol echod ve'echod lasos chesh bin ha'nefesh b'may yichol eschazek. Every single individual has to start. And that's this hashposa b'leiv. And you know, not the Rebbe, not the Magid, not the Tzaddik, you know what that's supposed to be. The job of a Rebbe is not to tell the Talmud and the Shmuz what he needs to work on. Every single person's got to find his way to wake himself up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yesh mi sheshover es hakerach, some people break the ice in their hearts. Ayidei nigun, vasheni ayidei maimer, some through a nigun and some through a maimer of Torah. We're here to help you. As Rabbeim, we're here to help when you begin to make that first step of hashpasa b'leiv. When you begin to internalize mitzvah saseh acheres hi b'yom ha-kippurim. Acheres al pi chasidus, we could say, is to transform yourself. It's something entirely different, this mitzvah, this fasting. This whole Elul is an aspiration for acheres, something that's entirely different. I like light bulb jokes. You know, how many people does it take? So I'll tell you my favorite one. You have to either be a liberal Democrat or a conservative to appreciate it. The liberal Democrat won't be able to stand it. But I like this one. How many feminists does it take to change a light bulb? That's not funny. That's my favorite light bulb joke. But let me get to the one that's in Yonah Diyoma. How many psychologists does it take to change a light bulb? Dvar Mamukim. The answer is one. But the light bulb has to want to change. You have a Talmidim that the Rebbe says you need to go to a therapist. And the Talmud goes, or you gotta go speak to the Mashkiach. You know, every yeshiva has its own girsa. It's all the same thing. We all need help. The Talmud goes because the Rebbe forced him. You need to talk to someone, he goes because someone forced him. It doesn't work that way. It has to start. If a person's going to make real, real progress, he has to dig inside and decide what it is that he has to raise himself l'mala min ha-teva to reach that point of shvisa. Ramelech goes on to say that there's a mesora from the Rebbe of Zlotchev, Admor Mizlotchev, Bichil Michal of Zlotchev. It's in Britain in the Irgrid de Pirkei that an individual who has difficulty, God forbid, a couple in having children, al pi derech ateva, we learn in this room, or osek in the halachos of nida and issues of fertility, these are serious issues, that a person who, God forbid, al derech ateva, on the board here, Rabbi Weitzman just drew this past, it was a day ago, just Wednesday, drew the phenomenon, different situations, and he said there's so many different permutations where, God forbid, something doesn't work. One slight change in hormones, one slight tiny part of an organ, something's wrong, then chas v'chalila, a couple can't have children, both on the male side and the female side. The Rebbe Mizlotchev says that if a person, al pi derech ha-teva, has been told that they can't have children, then they have a responsibility to do something themselves, l'mala me'ateva. And Remelech goes on to describe that there was an individual who was in that situation. And he went to Rebbe's for brachas. And he got it to segulas. Nothing worked. He went to doctors. You also have to go to the doctor. He went to doctors. Nothing worked. Then he saw this Igra de Pirkei, and he dug deep inside of himself, and he said, I have to be honest, my relationship with technology is not a healthy relationship. There's so many different ways. He doesn't tell us what exactly the unhealthy relationship was, but there's so many permutations to it. And he said he made a commitment, l'mala min ha-teva, and of course, he was zochet to have a child as the fairy tale ends. Rabosai, every single one of us needs to ask themselves, what is this part of Hashpasa Belev that I need to go l'mala me'ateva? And that requires a commitment on our part, not the Rebbe's part, not the Rebbe to tell you what to do, not your spouse to tell you what to do. People preach and preach and preach to each other. It's got to be coming from something that's really deep inside. That's where Biederman goes on. He says, I'm not excited about skulas. The reason why I'm not excited about a skula is because at the end of the day, that's something that someone else told you to do. The answer lies by you in this hashpasa belev. It's in your heart. And only you could access it. Amazing maisala, fascinating story. There's a lot to think about in it. Rabbi Yosef, it's a short one. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld was approached. There's a famous doctor here who was in Yerushalayim 70, 80 years ago, maybe even more, Dr. Valach. And he was bothered by a difficult Gemara. You know what the Gemara says? Tov sheberofim legehenim. So he asked Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, a famous doctor. The best of the doctors go to Gehenim. So he asked Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, tell me Pshan the Gemara. So Rabbi Yosef Chaim said to him, he says, I can't give you an answer from the Gemara, but I suspect that you know the Pshat and the Gemara better than I do. But I can't tell you what the Pshat is. I suspect that you know what you need to work on, but I can't tell it to you. I can't say, Toiv shebetalmidim legenim. The Toiv shebetalmidim, they have to figure out themselves. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya. We should be zochet to isha sheruach bo, if we dig deep inside and decide what are those things that we need to be shoveis for. What are those things that we have to totally pull ourselves back from? That's step number two. Then as a chevra, as a chabura, we could discuss what the next step is after that. But that's re'ei anochi nosen lefneichem ayom. This is it. This is re'ei, you, every single one of you, what's in front of you that you can make a change today. Lo sitar, Mayri V'Rabbi Shlita described. At the end of the day, it's up to us to transform that relationship. You know who makes your enemies? You make your enemies. No one else. Your enemies are in your head and you created them. The Yetzirah is not a part of you. It requires simply Ashpasa Belev, says Aran. That's the Lashon HaShvisa. We create those realities and we break those realities when we dig deep down and decide what do we really, really, really want it. And that Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld says, you have to decide what's your Gehenna. And you have to decide how you're going to make it into your Gan Eden. And there's no greater Gan Eden than mitzvahs aseh acheres yesh b'yom ha-kippurim v'hilash bois. When a person becomes a malach Hashem tzavakos, and every single one of us are going to reach that in some way in Yom HaKippurim, but now is going to define whether we're going to really hold on to it. What we do now is going to decide how much of an Isha Sheruach Ba will all be Zocha to be. Be'ezer Hashem, we should be Zocha Tani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li in all of its beauty and all of its glory, and be Zocha to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim.